This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Chattanooga leads the nation in downtown development, revitalization, green development, and community visioning. Our city is often visited and studied by other regions and touted as one of the leaders in effective community building. Chattanooga's leadership understands that this is not the time to rest on our laurels, but instead take advantage of the momentum and look for the next step in improving our scenic city. This Thursday, the public is invited to join area leaders in a conference at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Melissa Turner from the City of Chattanooga Department of Education, Arts, and Culture is my guest today on Around and About.
The Take the Lead Conference has partners with the City of Chattanooga. It's being convened by Mayor Ron Littlefield in partnership with Choose Chattanooga, which is a partnership between the city and the county and the chamber to bring folks here to Chattanooga to live, either retirees or young professionals. So that's the main outreach here in the city to recruit new folks to live here in the area. And then we've got the Southeast Tennessee Area Agency on Aging and Disabilities, the Chattanooga Health and Performance Institute, the Chattanooga Leadership Think Tank Roundtable, which also includes Leadership Chattanooga, which is the grandfather of leadership programs here in the city. And we've got Partners for a Livable Chattanooga and the L Cubed program here at UTC. It's the Learning and Leadership Laboratory with the PhD program. And then, of course, University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
The half-day conference is seeking input from any and all interested citizens.
It's from 8 o'clock to 11:30, and we'll be serving a free continental breakfast, and this is open and free to the public. We're wanting folks to come out and join the discussion of what is livability and what does a livable Chattanooga region mean to them personally with their families, their community, their business, their career. What does a livable community mean to them?
Civic and business leaders often reach out to the citizens of Chattanooga to ensure planning addresses real community needs and expectations.
This event this year is building on a summit that happened in June of last year, and a report was released just recently. It's looking at a livable Chattanooga. It looks at four different areas. One is built environment, one is health, the other is lifelong learning, and the fourth is diversity. So we'll be looking at these four areas based on this report that came out recently, and visioning, brainstorming, actual tangible projects that we can get started as a community to start moving toward building a more livable community and developing a livability plan for Chattanooga.
Much of the earlier visioning efforts will be pooled together to work on developing a plan of action to affect changes that will enhance and improve life in the scenic city and the surrounding areas.
This is like a 10 or 20 year plan. This is longevity and sustainability for the Chattanooga region. And the subhead for Take the Lead Conference is creating a livable Chattanooga region for all ages. As Volkswagen and Vocker and some of these other companies come into the area, it really is going to change the region. And then we're going to be looking at not just Chattanooga, but the greater Chattanooga region, North Chattanooga, Cleveland. What does this mean for the region to have a livable community? Visioning has been a key piece to Chattanooga's growth. We look back at the 80s with Chattanooga Venture and the community movement that came out of that and all of the changes from the riverfront to downtown livability that we've experienced over the last 20 years. And this is really that next step. Everybody keeps going back to that 1969 date when Walter Cronkite said, "This is the dirtiest city in the nation." And we keep looking back to that quotation, and I think it has to do with the fact that we're ready for that next step. So we're wanting people to come and share their ideas, share their vision, but we're also looking at tangible projects and volunteer opportunities and connecting and networking so we can actually take that next step forward.
Chattanooga has already benefited greatly from previous community visioning and improvement projects. It is amazing what we can do when we work together.
The riverfront has so transformed over the last 20 years, and then the downtown with the South Side and Fraser Avenue and all of these different neighborhoods that are popping up, even St. Elmo has taken on this revival recently. I think we're just looking at those next steps, what takes it one step further, whether it's transportation, which is a key issue right now, and then all of the health and environmental and education aspects that connect with issues like transportation or built environment. How do all of those things connect?
This event is Thursday, May 6th at the University Center on the campus of UTC. The conference is free and open to the public. There will be limited seating, so reservations are encouraged.
Mayor Ron Littlefield will be opening with opening remarks, and then the majority of the morning will be spent in breakout sessions where folks can choose amongst the four topic areas: the built environment, health, lifelong learning, and diversity. Folks can RSVP on the Facebook event page for Take the Lead. They can also send emails to Kathy Foljam, and you can find her email on the website chattanooga.gov.
Take the Lead, creating a livable Chattanooga region for all ages, will be this Thursday from 8 to 11 a.m. at the UTC University Center Chattanooga Rooms. The conference is free and open to the public. For more information, visit our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.